Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to What Happened This Week? What happened this week? Used to be the Back Row Show, Back Row Fantasy Show, a million other things. But football is officially just over. The pandemic killed off the podcast. And this I'm just going to talk now about stuff that happened this week. It's Friday, December 1st, inaugural episode of this show. And a lot has happened. Firstly, let's talk about locally. Now, if you're from the area that I'm in Ohio, you will understand this and know what I'm talking about. And I've got some points on this, but this does extrapolate countrywide here in the United States. So basically, here's what happened this week. Locally, my hometown, Jackson City Library. It is one of the most fantastic resources we have in the small town of Jackson, Ohio. And this place throws parties, fucking library parties where people are just sucking dicks, licking twats, pinching nipples, all that good stuff. Not really. Sorry, Jackson City Library. They have events. Like every Tuesday night, I take my kids. Great transition from dicks, twats, tits, and kids. I take my kids every Tuesday to play Roblox, which if you're not a mobile gamer or computer gamer, you probably don't know what Roblox is. It's a silly video game, and it's a lot of fun. My kids love it. The library on Tuesdays after hours, 6 o'clock, you can go play Roblox on their many computers. And they've got a fantastic staff there that is just absolutely amazing with kids. So this past Tuesday at the library, they are talking about doing a Pictures with Krampus event closer to Christmas after hours, 6 o'clock. Photos with Krampus. Now, if you're not familiar, Krampus is a very goat, demonish figure from folklore and Christmas past and all this stuff. I don't know a lot about Krampus, but here's my point about Krampus. Not knowing a lot, I still think my point is valid in that Krampus is creepy and scary looking, a touch evil, and awesome. So my library wants to do photos with Krampus. I'm like immediately excited because I have a 7-year-old who thinks that creepy stuff is actually adorable. He thinks the Mothman from Point Pleasant, West Virginia is just adorable. He loves creepy shit and he thinks it's just cool and fun and sweet. And he's just, you know, this kid is just very cool. He likes nature, flowers. He's basically a pagan. But he thinks that creepy stuff is awesome. So he would be pretty excited about this photos with Krampus thing that's going on. And I'm excited too because I know how much he loves this kind of stuff. And it's just exciting. But guess what? I live in a 75% 70 fucking 5. 3/4 of the area I live in are Republican. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that all Republicans hate Krampus. I'm not saying that all Republicans are against, anything to do with Krampus or anything to do with a more devilish side of things. That's not the case. But when you have 75% Republicans in a concentrated area like Jackson, population like 8,500, something like that. I could be wrong by now. It's not much bigger, though. It's definitely under 10, I believe. But when you have 3/4 Republicans, you can bet your sweet ass that that means you've got at least 35 to 40% Trump publicans, which are far right fucking wackadoodles that worship a man not named Jesus, but named Donald. Donald. Jesus is such a cool name. Donald? Donald? Fuck. Come on. So these 35 to 40% fucking nut jobs, actually, it's probably closer to 75% because most of the people calling in were Christian nationalists. Let's just call them that. Crazy you know, hypocrites. Listen, my faith is Christianity. That's what my faith is. I believe in God. I believe Jesus, you know, but that's about where it ends. I could do a whole podcast just on this. The Bible, no thanks. I'm not book written by man. No, I'm good. Be kind, be good, be wholesome, do good things, try your best to be a good person. That's the mantra I live by. Everything else out the window. Gays, be my friends. You know, trans, be my friends. I don't care what you are or who you are. All I care about is that you're good. Are you a decent human being trying to do good in the world, trying to make it a better place? If so, you are my people. If not, you know, I will try to influence you to maybe do more good deeds or be a kinder person. I won't hate you or dislike you, but it's a very simple rule. I think it's the only rule that even fucking matters. Be good to your fellow human being, no matter what the fuck they are or are into or what they do. It doesn't matter. To me, it doesn't matter. So anyways, all these people calling into the library, upset about Krampus. What the fuck? Upset about Krampus? Yes, upset about Krampus, to the point where they're literally physically threatening the employees of the library. You can't do this. This is God's nation. It's a nation of God. And I gotta tell you, the Krampus is just the son of the devil. Oh, fuck. Come on, man. This is an after-hours public library event. Don't go unless you want to. And if you think it's evil and crazy and stupid, don't fucking go, man. It's not a open to the public during business hours thing. So, like, a kid's not going to walk in looking for their copy of Passion of the Christ children's edition and just happen to run into Krampus. No, no. The library will not be circulating books in this hour. The only reason you can walk through that door is not to get a book, but to get your picture beside Krampus, which is fucking awesome. I wanted my picture with Krampus. So they essentially get this fucking event shut down. Why? Because there were apparently threats of violence from the good Christian people against the library. You know, good Christian people, they like to fuck you up if you don't adhere to their rules in their books and what their pastors, who are holier than thou, tell them are the rules. So you got to abide by that shit. If you're going to play ball in Jackson, Ohio, you got to be Christian nationalist, Trump-loving motherfucker. That's what you got to be. So this event did not go down. It's not going down. To my knowledge, it's not happening. And that has sparked some wonderful outrage both ways on, let's just call it what it is. I was going to say social media, but it's Facebook in general. Facebook, the place where all middle-aged, and I'm one of them, I'm 42, middle-aged and old hypocrites go. So everybody's bitching beforehand about Krampus on Facebook, like, you know, Democratic liberals, Democratic demons, just fucking bitching, because, you know, it's liberals that worship Satan after all, and Satan, Krampus, same thing, same fucking thing in their minds. So yeah, the Facebook community, we're talking Jackson here, small community, so everyone's in on it because everyone knows everyone. That's how this all works. And they get it shut down. Luckily, once the library posted their post about it being shut down, Jackson's better half came through, and a whole lot of people were outraged that they canceled the event. Now, a lot of people didn't understand why they canceled the event. I'm here to tell you it was canceled for good reason. There's no reason to put anyone in harm's way because of some super fucking hypocritical Christian fuckhole who threatened violence and says that that's evil, and then this same person probably went down in their basement to check on their caged children that they use for God knows what, and then went back up to read a little bit of their Bible. So anyways, this gets canceled, and so many people came out in support of the library. That was very, very good to see. There is now some Krampus-y stuff happening around the area. We have a like a national park, not really a national park. Maybe it's a national park. Fuck if I know. I don't even know my own hometown. That's because it's 75% red. I choose not to know it. But there is a place called Lake Catherine, hiking trails, lake, all that good stuff. There's going to be pictures with Krampus out there. So crisis averted, we can still get our picture with Krampus. I don't know if this one's actually happening, but someone posted an event page on Facebook that there's going to be a Krampus parade, a parade of Krampus. Like, could you imagine that? 75% red town, and Krampus comes strolling through with his big old goat-like horns and his evilish red fucking eyes. Ah, oh, I can't. I hope to God it happens. I will be dancing in the street. Because
support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Folks, you cannot expect us all to be just like you. If you think Krampus is evil, great. Whatever. Stay away from any event that has Krampus. I think organized religion is evil, and I stay the fuck away from churches. It's just evil to me. I mean, have you ever read a more doomy and gloomy book than the Bible? Have you ever had nightmares about Krampus? Maybe you have. But my nightmares have always been about the apocalypse, because that was pumped into my head as a child going to an apostolic church. So I was scared to death of the apocalypse. And if I said the word damn, I would go to hell, because in church, that's what they taught me, that I was just pretty much eternally doomed if I didn't follow their rule book perfectly, which includes, you know, treating women like objects and, you know, just fuck off, you know. There's clearly a wrong and a right. And if you go to a place that's organized, that's telling you the right things that are actually wrong and vice versa, it should be pretty clear to you. You know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out right and wrong. Anyways, so Krampus lives again. I hope he rises up and slays the whole town. Not really, I'm joking. But there were some great pictures involved in this. Like, we have this thing called the Apple Tower, which is a water tower just painted like an apple. And it's just part of our, you know, allure. And somebody, I don't know if they used AI or what, but there's a picture of Krampus like sipping out of a red Solo cup on top of the City of Jackson Apple. I'll actually use that as the clip art for this episode. That's actually fucking perfect. And, you know, that was great. And, you know, a lot of people that I know are very right wing were with us in the whole Krampus should go on. And some pastors were saying, you know, I'm going to put my pastor cap on here, and I want to tell you guys how wrong it is that you're trying to shut something down that's clearly not for you. Like, free will, you know, come on, people. If you don't fucking like it, stay away from it. I don't like Hobby Lobby. I don't fucking go in there because I don't like it. I'm not asking for them to shut Hobby Lobby down because I don't like it. I just stay the fuck away. Speaking of which, something else I'm going to stay the fuck away from is anything Elon Musk related, because that stupid asshole, yeah, I don't care if you like him or not. Here's the problem. This is the problem we have in America. We worship celebrities, and we always have, but now the celebrities are politicians and Elon Musk and fucking, what's that kickboxer's name? That Andrew Tate motherfucker. Like, we worship humans based on their opinions rather than the work they do in art. Like, I could understand growing up, like, I was a big Drew Barrymore fan. Yeah, mostly because I wanted to fuck her, but as a teenage boy with the picture of her with topless with a pair of boxing gloves covering her breasts. That was amazing. But I loved Drew Barrymore, and I loved Kevin Spacey, which backfired on me really hard. I used to love his movies, Swimming with Sharks, American Beauty, The Usual Suspects. Like, that one backfired on me. I no longer love Kevin Spacey. I still love Drew Barrymore. But I worship celebrities a little bit, you know, because of the art that they did, or, you know, the beauty, or this or that. Elon Musk isn't beautiful. Donald Trump's not beautiful. People worship them because they're fucking hate mongers and fucking just downright weirdos in all the wrong ways. And Elon Musk posts some kind of anti-Semitic bullshit, and he follows that up with an interview where he says to advertisers, like, you know, fuck you, or, so, you know, I don't know, fuck you, fuck off, something like that. And my God, is he not the cringiest human being to watch speak ever? Like, if anyone was to ever convince me that there was a robot living as a famous person in our midst, it's Elon. It's him. Like, he would be the robot. He'd be the person I'd be like, you peel his face off and there's bound to be, you know, a T-1000 behind all that skin, flesh, and blood. Like, he's weird as fuck. And it's fine to be weird. It's another thing to be a hate-mongering weirdo. And that, you know, he's, whether he comes right out and says it or not, like, fucking dude's a dick. And he has no public speaking skills, and he uses his money to get support. And, like, you know, techie people like him, and far-right wingers like him because they think he's advocating for free speech. This man's fucked up, folks. It's only free speech when it suits him. You know, that's what he really wants. It's only what suits him. And I watched the little clips of the interview of him telling the advertisers to fuck off. And, man, if I was an advertiser, I would pull everything off of that platform. That platform is going to fucking burn down in shambles just because an ignorant man is running it. Like, yeah, is he smart? Yes. I will not take anything away from him as far as his business smarts go when it comes to ideas and tech. Like, Tesla, very, you know, it's huge for a reason. Elon Musk had a hand in PayPal, huge for a reason. Him taking over Twitter, which is a social platform for a socially ignorant man. Again, I said he was smart, but he's smart financially and, you know, with technology and ideas, but socially, absolutely fucking ignorant. So you're taking a nerdy smart type, like a Bill Gates. Like, if Bill Gates took over, you know, Instagram or Threads or something, like, I don't think it's going to benefit from a socially awkward fuck like Bill Gates running it, just like Twitter is probably going to go down in flames from a socially ignorant man running it. Now, I'm not going to take everything away from him. I think the way that he wants to pay creative types through Twitter is pretty cool. The bad part is people like Tim Pool make money, and that's just sad. That shouldn't happen. Tim Pool, another socially ignorant human being. I get it. I mean, there's going to be some good implementations of things that Elon Musk wants to do. It's a little cold where I'm recording, so you'll have to excuse me for the missteps. I'm cold, chattery, but the cold gives me a little bit of energy. I don't know if it does you or not, but, like, that shivering comes right out of my voice, like, ah, fuck Elon Musk. But it's going to be a mess. I like Twitter. Some of my YouTube and podcast buddies on Twitter, I enjoy those interactions. It'll suck to see Twitter flame out if it does. But at the same time, like, it's Elon Musk, man. Socially ignorant on owning a social platform. Not a great idea. Not a great idea at all. What else happened this week? That's really the two main points that I was kind of eager to touch on. It's December. That's happening. End of the week. We are now in December. I get a lot of flack for being very anti-holiday, but it's consumerism, you know? Like, I'm looking outside right now, watching hundreds and hundreds of cars in the town I work in go left and right, and they're all spending money. And I know that's good for the economy. I'm not saying it's bad. I don't participate in it because it's It's just consumerism. Thanksgiving, Christmas, Halloween, buy, buy, buy. Spend, spend, spend. I don't like it. I don't spend money. I buy my kids stuff. Me and my wife don't buy each other presents, and I don't buy presents for anyone else because it's ridiculous. So I am judging you if you're one of those people that just spends money like crazy and thinks that that equates to love. No. Spraying a little jizz on your partner equates to love. Not buying them that purse they've been wanting. We're adults, for God's sakes. Buy for your kids. Absolutely make Christmas special for your kids. Do not buy for your spouse. You guys don't need to do that. You buy what you want all year long. Me and my wife buy what we want all year long. Why would I buy her something for Christmas? And trust me, she doesn't want anything for Christmas, and I don't either, so we don't do it because it is a silly purchase. We might go shopping on December 26th for ourselves for something, but not strictly for Christmas, just because maybe we need something or want something, again, all year round. Mostly stuff for the sex box. But anyways, that's all I've got for you on this edition of What Happened This Week. I'll try to give you a little local each week and then, you know, a little national stuff. I got to admit, I didn't do a whole lot of looking and research because this is the inaugural episode. And I'm one of those guys that just gets the wild hair. And I'm like, you know what? I've got a microphone in my car. I always have an audio recording device with me. And I've got a new phone with a 3.5 millimeter headphone jack, which is rare these days. And it's a nice one. So I'm gonna record some shit. So there we go. Figured I would come in here, record the inaugural episode, give you an idea of what it's about. What happened this week? That's the title of it. That's what I'm going to talk about. Whether it relates to sports, politics, local stuff, just how I'm feeling. You know, I want to talk about what happened this week. And I'm kind of sad because there was something in particular that I really was excited about that happened locally, something somewhere. And I was like, oh, fuck, I got to talk about that. And it was like just a person freaking out somewhere, or a person doing something really goofy or weird or stupid. And I absolutely can't remember. So I will have to get out my notepad now that I've started this. Normally when I start something is when I start to excel at it. So since I'm starting this today, expect better episodes in the future. This one I just kind of wanted to get out of the way, almost solely so I could create the podcast artwork and change the name and all that good stuff. And yes, I am replacing a fantasy football show that was fairly lucrative in its day and does still earn a little bit of money, and I'm going to switch it to this so I can keep earning money. So fucking sue me. I'm going to spend all that money on photos with Krampus, and if you don't like it, you can just not go watch me do that with Krampus. Not to mention, I might do some other things to Krampus. And if you want to watch that, it's on my OnlyFans. Thank you guys for listening. I will see you guys next week with another episode of What Happened This Week. And we'll see how it goes. There were some carryover fans maybe who might still listen to this from the Back Row Fantasy Show, or they might not. They might be like, fuck this guy, he's stupid, crazy, and he's slurring his words. He must be drunk or fucked up. No, it's cold as hell in Ohio. See you guys next time. Peace out.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.